20.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am joined this half hour by my friends from the United Way of West Florida. We've got Mr. DJ Kent and Mr. Greg Ammons. And DJ, you are a care coordinator for the United Way. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm very blessed and grateful to be able to do that for our community and our veterans.
I love that. Well, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. And Greg, your role with the United Way is...
I am the resource specialist, so it is my job to go out and gather all these veteran-specific resources to help out our fellow vets.
Hey, and I think this is probably a really awesome community to get to do this type of work that y'all are doing, and thank you so much for doing this for our awesome servicemen and women that are still here, and we want to take such good care of them. So I want to back up and let people know a little bit more. If you have not heard of the United Way of West Florida or aren't familiar with the mission, I want to remind everyone that, because y'all do so much. So what would you say is like the heart of the mission?
All right. Thank you, Ruthie, for having us. We appreciate it. We're excited to be here. And we're excited about what United Way is doing in our community, and we just kind of want to get that out. United Way of West Florida unites agencies, businesses, organizations, faith-based groups, government individuals to fight for the health, education, financial stability for everyone in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We work hard to build a strong, healthy community by improving lives, and we've seen a big impact on that just through Hurricane Sally here lately, and all the efforts that the United Way and all of our organizations have done for the community. So also under the United Way, I wanted to mention 211. 211 is a resource and referral service that provides one-stop referral information to help people when they need it most, and that's 24/7. That's provided to our community here. And I wanted to give a shout-out to all the 211 phone operators that are taking the calls through Hurricane Sally and all the stuff we've been in through this year. So shout out to them. And if those of you who don't know, 211 maintains an up-to-date information on emergency food and shelter, services for families, senior citizens, health care, child care, services for people with disabilities, counseling, and mental health. And we've really worked hard here lately to help more with the veterans. That's why it's a perfect marriage here with 211 and the United Way. And then we've worked hard to create this Florida Veteran Support Line. So I wanted to pass that to Greg and let him talk about how that got started.
So back in 2014, the Tampa Bay Crisis Center was noticing a need that veterans were calling in and not necessarily getting, making a connection and not thinking that they got served and would, you know, hang up. So there's a difference between like a combat veteran and a 20-year-old intern, and they just couldn't find the connection. So without any funding or anything, Tampa Crisis Center decided to hire some veterans and start having them take the calls, and they realized that it was helping and really improving. So they went out and got funding, you know, showed their results, and ended up getting approval through DCF and Vision 8 programs for some grants, and that's DCF is covering us. So they decided to implement these teams all throughout the state. And as of right now, we're the first state doing this. But we covered the 10 counties west of the Apalachicola River. So, and it's my job as the resource specialist to go out and find the different resources in those counties so that when veterans from those counties call in, we have somewhere to send them and direct them. So far, this is helping, and it's been a tremendous effort between DJ and our other care coordinator, Jennifer, in this area, and it's working brilliantly, so hopefully we can keep this going.
That's pretty remarkable. So we have Tampa to thank for going first and kind of figuring out the model. How long has it been offered here? Like you said, 10 counties. That's a lot.
We have been up and running for about a year and a half statewide.
Wow.
So it's a fairly new program. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Getting the word out. I've been traveling all over Northwest Florida, meeting people face to face, trying to, you know, get them put in our database. And so far we've built some really good relationships, especially here in the Escambia County area. There's several programs that if we call, we know without a doubt that they're going to help.
And so that's what you mean by like going out and securing or coordinating the resources, is like finding out what is available in those specific areas. So someone, like you said, from here to Apalachicola River, someone calls down that way, you are familiar with what that community has in place.
Right. So most of the time I've gone out and met people face to face, whether it's through veteran stand downs, homeless stand downs, or anything like that. But normally it's just me making a phone call and say, hey, I'd like to meet with you. And then I drive all the way out there and meet face to face. We sit down, we have a discussion. I tell them what we do and how we're helping, and you know that we would like them in our database, which is free of charge. It just takes 10 minutes to fill out some paperwork, and then I drive back.
Very good. So you've been very intimately acquainted with I-10, I imagine, over the last year and a half.
I-10, 90, 98.
All of the above. Of and has that changed very much for you as, you know, 2020 has progressed, Greg?
Yeah. With the whole COVID thing, it was hard to get people to meet for probably the last 5 or 6 months. But things are starting to open up now. We've got a homeless stand down next week in Okaloosa County. And then the week after that, I'll be at one in Bay County as well.
And what does that entail, a homeless stand down?
So what they do is they get a bunch of organizations together in one room, usually a gymnasium or, you know, someplace like that. And different organizations that help the homeless will be there. It's a place for them to come and get IDs made if they need it. There's usually screenings for hepatitis, you know, different medical dental checks, but then also different organizations that are handing out food, cleaning supplies, blankets, clothes, and then information on shelters and things like that.
Wow, that sounds pretty incredible. So almost just like a resource fair, for lack of a better word, where you're getting everyone together in the same space to offer whatever these people might need, like at that moment.
Exactly. It's a way to get everybody at one place at one time and kind of on the same page.
Very cool. Do we do things like that here in Pensacola?
Yes. This year has been kind of rough, but last year the Salvation Army had put one on and I had attended that as well.
So that's so incredible. Do you have any really awesome stories that you've seen in the time you've been doing this work?
Well, as the court care coordinator over there, I'll pass that over to DJ because he's the one that actually talks to the veterans on the phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. And the main thing we do, our main purpose is veteran suicide prevention. So we have to keep that at the front of everything that we do. And we do that by connection. We do that when we talk to another veteran, it's a veteran connection immediately. So we have shared bonds, shared goals. And as veterans, we're used to being part of a team, you know, that camaraderie. So just connecting with another veteran has great value. And then as care coordinators, Jennifer and I try to connect with them personally, too. So we form bonds that way. And we don't want any veteran out there feeling like they're isolated. And I think we're fighting loneliness with our veterans, which we thank you for being on here, because we're trying to get it out to the community to reach out to our veterans. You know, we're kind of taught to be part of a team, part of a group, you know, part of a squadron. And we miss that some ways, that a lot of veterans who don't have that isolate themselves. So that we're fighting against that. So any connection that we do is of great value. And veterans call in for different reasons. I just currently recently worked with a veteran. He had a drug addiction problem. And I'm really battling that very toughly. So I was able to bond with him and help him. You know, he had thoughts of suicide. And, you know, he was creating these bigger problems for himself. So just being able to connect with him and bond and try to make those problems smaller, manageable, the best we could, and just kind of help him move him forward. And I'm glad to say that we got him in treatment now. So he's in treatment now, and I talked to him before going in, and we prayed, and I told him he's going to be stronger and better coming out of there than he was before. So things like that really make it all worth it for what we do.
Wow, I'm so happy to hear that. What a good, you know, good story to just to demonstrate the power of a connection. And it sounds like, DJ, you also have served with your inclusive WE language. So are you also a veteran?
Yes, I'm retired from the Air Force. Greg's also retired from the Navy.
That's actually part of the requirement to be on this team is to be a veteran and have shared experiences with the vets that we're helping.
And I think that makes so much sense. And thank you both so much for your service. And, you know, like you said, the 20-year-old intern might not have that same life experience at all.
There's a connection when you're, thousands of miles from your family, and then all you have are the people that you work with. I mean, you live together, you work together, you hang out afterwards. I mean, you've got nowhere else, and you do become close. I still talk to friends that I was stationed with 25 years ago almost on a daily basis. So it's, there's a connection there that we have. And just by talking to them, we'll find out on the phone what branch of service they were in, where they were stationed. And if you can kind of mix and mingle your experiences in with theirs, I've been there too. I hate it. I didn't like it, or they loved it or whatever. Once we start breaking that wall down, then that's how we get them to communicate with us.
So good. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with the United Way of West Florida. We will be right back in just a moment to talk more about the veterans programs they have in action. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Nathan Cox, founder of Trulin Homes, and we build communities that stay safe and stand tall after the storm. That's why every Trulin home across Baldwin County is built gold fortified. A gold fortified home is built with extra protection, including thoughtful design for windows, doors, and extra support for the roof and walls to help resist wind pressures and debris from hurricanes. We hope you consider a gold fortified Trulin home for your next home buying experience. Visit trulinhomes.com to learn about our homes and communities. Trulin Homes, a home buying experience made for you.
Join Claimology this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
The Pensacola Fiesta Seafood Festival, the Pensacola Opera, and the Interstate Fair. We're local. We live here, too. And we hope to see you soon. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Well, Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am joined this half hour by my friends from the United Way of West Florida, DJ Kent and Greg Ammons, and we're talking all things military and veterans and this just phenomenal program, the My Florida Vet Line, that is available. And you know, just doing the work to keep our servicemen and women who are now veterans connected to the community and just heard and seen and cared about, like you were mentioning before, Greg, like just knowing your name and where you served and engaging with their own stories. There's an opportunity to do that. And you were just telling me that in order to participate in this program or to like help facilitate this program, you also have to have served so that when these veterans call, they know they're speaking with someone who can understand and relate to their situation.
Right. That's the big thing, is just trying to get that connection done, you know, before we move forward. Because if they don't trust you, they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to ask you for help. They're just going to hang up. And, you know, DJ touched on it earlier. The veteran suicide pandemic is just unbelievable. You know, they say it's 22 a day, but in the last numbers I got last year from the VA, it's actually up to about 27.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
I hate to hear that.
And so with this, you know, if they're calling in and, you know, getting the power turned off or about to lose their house because they can't make the rent, you know, if we can find agencies that can help with that, that might be, you know, the actual straw that breaks them, you know. If they can't pay the rent, then they just decide that they can't go on. And so if we can do anything to intervene in that and to stop that, then that's what we're here for.
So those are some great examples of the type of, you know, issues people might be facing that would prompt them or someone who loves them to recommend that they call in and see what is available, because it couldn't hurt just to call, right, and find out, because there may be some assistance. So it could be financial. What are some of the other resources that you've seen that work well in different communities?
We have veterans who are homeless or who are at the risk of being homeless. We have agencies that we work with to try to get them housed, utilities, a lot of good resources here in the community that helping out with rent and utilities. So we try to combine them with that. There's a Stability Services for Veterans program here in Pensacola, which is a VA program that helps a lot with housing. Not everybody qualifies for that, but what we do is Jennifer and I try to come up with a game plan, help the veteran, and make things better for them than it is right now. So we do that in different ways. We reach out, we advocate, we fight for them. Anything we can do to reach out. That's why Greg's important for resources, to build more resources in this area. So it's good to have us on here to talk to the community. If you have a veteran program, you know, we'd love to be connected with you too. We don't want just pockets of organizations helping veterans. We want us all to be working together as a team. So that's why it's important to Greg to do that. And then veterans, if they need help, to give us a call. And I want to give out a couple numbers here. 211 is 24/7, and that's easy to remember. They can call 211. They can get connected with a veteran. We can do that. We also have a 24/7. It's My Florida Veteran line. It's 844 My FL Vet, which is 844-693-5838. And that's 24/7, and that's going to go to Tampa Bay. The crisis center there will be screened, the veteran there. That's 24/7. And then they'll pass that case over to Jennifer or I, and we will connect back with the veteran. And the local number here, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, is 850-359-5988. So those are some ways that they can reach out to us. I want to get that on there, too.
And if you have a program out there that you would like to get into our database, my number is 850-444-7039.
Very good. I think that's a really important one for people to know, because like we were saying, you know, military is such a huge, important part of our community here. And there's probably people out there doing great work to help support veterans. And we want to make sure, like you said, it's free to be in the database. So
right.
Make sure that your program or your services get included. So that's your direct line, Greg. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right to my desk.
850-444-7039?
Yes.
All right. That is awesome. Well, I'm keeping that on hand. So if I... appreciate it. Of other people, yeah, like just spread the word, or if that sparks a thought for you of someone that you might know or a program you've heard of before that should really be included and available, then Greg is going to be excited to hear from you.
And we're not just looking for anything like financial or, you know, to do with rehab or anything like that. If you have, you know, that gets vets outdoors or has some kind of physical rehab, like, you know, interacting with horses or, you know, rescue dogs or anything, we'll take anything. We're not biased here.
I love that.
We're working on connection. Whatever is a connection for the veteran, that's what we want to do.
Whatever you do that will help a veteran with anything, we will take.
That is just so important. And I know that the animal connection is a huge and important one, too. So I love that you mentioned that. If you've got, like, equine or, you know, rescue dogs, things like that, you can reach out. Again, Greg's number, 850-444-7039. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with my friends from the United Way. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking this half hour with DJ and Greg from the United Way of West Florida, talking about the Florida veterans resources and the programs and the lines. And DJ, I know we want to hit that Veterans Day is coming up. So there's ways that people, this is a perfect time to reach
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Like, we talk so much about connection. We want anybody listening to create that connection with a veteran. And Veterans Day coming up is an awesome way to do that. We're encouraging you to reach out to a veteran you know. Like, Ruthie, I know your brother served, so we appreciate that. We're grateful for that. Any veteran, we all know a veteran somewhere, so reach out. Don't underestimate how much that means to the veteran to tell them that you're grateful for their service, and just check on them. Check on the good ones. Check on ones you think that are totally okay. Check on them too. But just encourage everybody to do that. And you can check our United Way of West Florida Facebook page. We're going to have some stuff on there to promote our Veterans Day connection. So we just encourage people to do that.
And so the best way for people to stay in touch, they can find on Facebook. It's United Way of West Florida, and that's new in the last couple of years. So make sure you're looking at the right chapter for the United Way.
They changed our name earlier in the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we encompass Santa Rosa now as well.
That's right. So we're a little more inclusive. So you can find out more United Way of West Florida and also on the website. So just Google that if that's what you're interested in. And if nothing else, yeah, just reach out. Just get in touch.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for the time this morning.
Thank you. For having us. Appreciate it.